He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Monday, January 26th. Most of the Texans coaches are on vacation, but we are not letting things slow down at all on HoustonTexans.com. In fact, we have some great Senior Bowl coverage. Yeah, the Senior Bowl coverage is going on all last week. We have all of that on HoustonTexans.com. Plus, we have a wrap-up of who were the players to watch in that Senior Bowl game. But before we get to that, Texans fans, do not forget, HoustonTexans.com will be going to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl to give you all the coverage of Andre Johnson and Mario Williams' trip across the sea. So the annual Senior Bowl game in Mobile, Alabama happened on Saturday, and HoustonTexans.com was there for all the coverage. We also have a wrap-up from the guys at the NFL Network. Yes, Mike Mayock and Charles Davis gave a wrap-up on who they thought were the best players in practice during the week. They liked Nick Harris, a linebacker from Oklahoma, and Perry Ejiri, a defensive tackle out of Ole Miss. They say both guys will be late first-round, early second-round picks, and people who are climbing the radar during this talent evaluation period. Here's what the guys on NFL Network had to say about the week of Senior Bowl practice.
Nighttime falls in Mobile as the practice portion of this week comes to a close. We took in a lot Monday through Thursday. We're ready to report back on who got it done at the highest level. Charles Davis, Mike Mayock, and Paul Burmeister. Which player helped themselves the most, or helped himself the most, Charles?
Well, I think there are a couple from my standpoint. Nick Harris, the linebacker from Oklahoma, a safety for most of his college career. I thought that he came here and showed well, especially in the things we figured he would. Anytime there was footwork involved, covering people, he was fine, showed a toughness, setting the edge there as an outside linebacker. I think he's going to do a nice job making the transition. This is a young man who grew up basically homeless at times, found a guardian, took him in. This is a guy, if he could overcome that type of obstacle, he can make the move to linebacker on the NFL level. I think he'll be just fine. Graham Harrell, the quarterback from Texas Tech. I don't know where he'll be picked, but I think whoever gets him gets a nice player. The way that he threw the ball this week, accuracy, touch, all the things we saw in college, and I also saw a better ability to get the ball downfield than maybe what we suspected coming in, and the anticipation of routes, yep, where the openings were. I really liked watching Graham Harrell. I think he improved his stock this week.
Good job, Charles. I agree with both of those, and I've been on Sean Nelson all week,
oh, yes,
and I'm staying
there.
And you know, I knew that he could catch the ball. I knew he could get vertical. This is what I love. Ray Maluga, edge rush. Finish the block, young man. Maluga on his back. The big 5'8 on his back. Now, this is what he does. He catches the football. He gets vertical. He's got a frame to put on another 10, 12 pounds. I think everybody had him kind of pegged as an H-back. I think he could actually be an inline blocker if he needs to be. William Beatty, great frame. We talk about a 6'6", 291-pound left tackle. He's got great feet, got a little heavy there. Heavy-legged waistbender. He is not, though. I believe he puts on 15 to 20 pounds. I believe 2 years from now he's a starting left tackle in the National Football League. And one more thing I believe, Paulie, I'm going to give you two more nuggets. Perry Ejiri, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss, thought he had a great week. Late first round, early second round. And Andre Brown, we haven't talked a whole lot about him, from North Carolina State, 224 pounds. I think he has a better pro career than a college career. He might have worked his way up into the second or early third round.
Now, those players opened eyes Monday through Thursday. They have a day off on Friday, as do we. And then we come back Saturday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern, the first ever primetime Under Armour Senior Bowl. We look forward to that.
Texans fans, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And log on to HoustonTexans.com from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. for a live chat with me. Yes, there will be a live chat, as always, on Tuesdays from 1:30 to 2:30. And remember, fans, it's always football time in Houston.
Football.